Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. On average, we're taking a week less vacation than we did 15 years ago. And our guest today says that not using your vacation time is not a good idea for a lot of reasons. In the studio with me today, Shyla Mergane, a senior psychologist, clinical assistant professor in the Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. She's also a clinical psychologist. She specializes in sports psychology, peak performance training, pre-surgical psychological evaluations, and individual and group treatments of patients with a variety of health problems, including pain and headaches, things like that. So it's great to have her along. She's been with us a number of times, actually, and great to have her back. So we're going to talk a little bit with her about vacations and whether or not you ought to be taking your vacation. You should be, I think. I think they're pretty important. We'll find out from her. And I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments, or maybe your own experiences to share, either in the workplace or on vacation. Because we can also talk, I know she can talk with us about how to make those vacations that you do take fun. Sometimes they don't turn out to be fun, and we can talk about that as well. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org or go ahead and post on our Ideas Network Facebook page. And Shyla Mergane, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
I was telling Shyla before the show that I just yesterday got an email from my administrator saying that I have some old vacation that I haven't used yet, a week and a half or so, and I'm going to lose it if I don't use it by the end of June. And that, of course, also implies that I haven't used any of this past year's vacation time.
Well, you're not alone, Larry, and it's estimated that Americans leave 429 million vacation days unused every year. And, you know, you're a great example of just, it can creep up on you, those unused days, and a little bit of preparation and planning helps you prioritize taking that time off.
Yeah, well, why don't we take it? Is it just, for me, it's, you know, work gets in the way, or daughter's activities get in the way, and
exactly, life gets in the way. A person can get busy with work projects and feel guilty about taking the time off, or family life can come about, and you're busy with being a soccer dad or mm-hmm. taking your kids to different activities. And so if we aren't able to take actual vacation away, I'm a big fan of a staycation, and I actually just completed 2 weeks of a staycation just here in Madison.
Oh, so just stay at home?
Take some time off at home and do something you wouldn't typically do in your local community.
That's not a bad idea. Is this whole business of not taking your time off, is it an American thing primarily?
Absolutely. I was actually raised overseas in Europe, and they have a much different mentality of work-life balance. They often say Americans live to work while Europeans work to live. And in that culture, you would get about 6 weeks vacation, and conversations were always centered around, where's your next holiday? And you were really encouraged to take that time because it was essential for well-being in general, as well as productivity in the workplace. Yeah. When we take that time, we end up having better morale, better focus, better innovation when we can recharge and refresh with those days away from the office.
Yeah, I was thinking back to time. I spent a year at the University of the West Indies in Trinidad, and I noted that people were quite used to and look forward to and took their vacations.
Absolutely. And I think other cultures are better than we are, that when you do take those days away from the office, you actually are unplugging. So many Americans will, you know, say, hey, I'm on vacation, but they'll be continuously checking their work data or taking that work call and not putting those good boundaries around that time away.
Yeah, I did have a week vacation in Saskatchewan a few weeks back, and every day I went through my emails because I, you know, when you're getting a couple hundred a day, if you don't look at them for a week, you're going to be in deep trouble.
Yeah, and people say, gosh, I need a vacation when I come back from my vacation just because of what I'm bombarded with. And so this actually happened to a friend of mine recently, and I encouraged her to block half a day during her week vacation to catch up on work email. So it was manageable and she didn't have as much, but not doing it every day because I think it really drains you.
Yeah.
And your mind isn't able to unplug from work and just have that spaciousness that a vacation can allow.
Rich on Facebook says, vacations, we need them for mental health in this type A driven society that we have. You would agree with that?
Absolutely. One of the benefits to vacation is that it helps us experience a significant drop in stress. And certainly most Americans are struggling with stress and ways to stay on top of all those things that come at you. And they find that in as little as 1 to 2 days away, 89% of people had that significant drop in stress. So we don't have to go away for a month. Even a day or two can help, or even just really prioritizing a weekend getaway if you can't sneak it in during the work week.
So a three-day weekend is valuable.
Absolutely. And we have our 4th of July weekend coming up that may even be a longer 4-day or 5-day for some people.
It will be for me.
Good for you, Larry.
As a matter of fact, as I am going to get a few vacation days in then. Well, so traveling. What about travel? I enjoy international travel, and I have that opportunity to do that once in a while. But I like just traveling to other parts of the country too.
Absolutely. We have beautiful national parks around the country, or even beautiful state parks here in Wisconsin and various cities that are really exhilarating to visit. And I just encourage people to think ahead. The summer is so precious with the warmer weather, and there's so much to experience in our nation, to plan ahead, maybe a family vacation. And what I think is fascinating as a psychologist is that when people reflect over their year, they note that often the happiest they are is in anticipation of a trip. The planning of a trip is something about that is really exhilarating and joy-filled. And then kids, when they look back over their years being raised by their parents, often the number one thing that stands out are those family trips. So, that's so important to build those positive family memories by taking time away, whether you can do something international or just even local, to an hour away to a state park, go camping, or go to a big city and check out some of those local sites there in a different city or national park.
Yeah, I think my daughter is a big baseball fan, as am I, and we went to a spring training out in Arizona one year because vacation times, spring break times, fell the same week. So we both had the same week off. And the planning for that and then the experience of it and then getting to see some relatives who happened to be out there as well, it just turned out to be such a wonderful... I have really clear memories of pretty much every day of that trip.
And how wonderful for you and your daughter to share that a mutual passion and then taking a trip to support a local team and see relatives. You know, that probably really stands out still vividly, those memories for both you and her. And we, the bonding that happens that I think is unlike other bonding that happens in daily life.
I would agree. Well, we'll take some calls. You can join in with your questions or comments or maybe your experiences to share. Relating to vacations, relating to work and vacations, maybe relating to being on vacation and how to have a better vacation when you're out there. Give a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on our Ideas Network Facebook page. Love to hear from you. John in Ozaukee County, we'll turn to you. Thank you for calling, John.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
I heard something this morning about vacation, actually from a daughter in New York City that caught my attention. She mentioned that there are apparently requirements in some states, and maybe New York is one of them, or New York City, that require employers to provide paid vacation for part-time employees. I've not heard of that before. Is that something that that the speaker, your guest, is familiar with? And if so, where might she suggest people find out more about that?
Shyla Morgane, do you know anything about that?
That's fantastic to hear that some states are requiring that. And I know that employers are really encouraged to offer that time, whether an employee is part-time or limited-term employment or even full-time, because the data shows that when you take that time off, workers are more productive, focused, less burned out, and have better morale. And often part-time workers are piecing together several jobs at once. But in terms of follow-up, I'm not exactly sure of a good resource for that, but it sounds like that information would be available on a web search.
In many situations, for example, at the University of Wisconsin, given the type of part-time work that you might be involved in, you would be eligible for vacation on a somewhat prorated, say if you're a 50% employee, you would get half the vacation somebody who is 100%.
Yep, that I believe is correct, Larry.
So, John, maybe others will have some comments on that as well. Thanks a lot for calling. Let's turn to Dave in Milwaukee. Dave, hi to you. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi. I guess I'm asking for some relatively inexpensive ideas. I'm a single dad. I'm unemployed. I have six kids, and I'm wondering where we could go. Or I know we don't have transportation either, but I'd like to, you know, maybe Florida or Arizona, something nice, sunny for a few weeks, maybe a month. Is there some tips on how to make that work?
And Dave, how old are your kids? How old is the oldest one?
Well, I'm a granddad by her, so I guess she's in her 20s.
Okay.
No, 19. I'm sorry, she's 19.
And the youngest is probably, what, 10 or something?
Six months.
Oh, okay. So you've got a range there, which might make a difference, Shyla.
Dave, first, I love that you're thinking ahead of what you can do during the summer vacation time with your kids. And I have a couple ideas. First, I would ask them if they could come up with a list of things that were in a reasonable price range, what would they want to do? And I would ask them of some local things. Larry and I, before the show started, talked about the local zoo and feeding the goats, which I guess is available. So it could be something in the Milwaukee Zoo that you're visiting. It could be an actual activity that they would enjoy learning, like frisbee or water balloon fights. And then looking at things that are available an hour or two away, maybe accessing a lake and renting a canoe or two canoes with all six kids. And then a road trip, even an hour or two away, there can be some great places to visit. And camping, I know, I think kids really enjoy being connected with the great outdoors, and that's something that our youth really struggle with, that nature deficit disorder. They're spending so much time behind screens that they've forgotten what some of our generations remember, that some of our best times were spent with just free time outside, being creative and innovative. So sometimes if you go camping or even on a hike in the woods and spend the day in some place connected with nature, kids create their own fun, and that's what they remember most.
One of the fun things that I've done with my daughter is going to Door County. I'm looking at Dave's in Milwaukee, so Door County straight up from Milwaukee, sort of a couple of hours, and a place like Peninsula State Park where there's great hiking, a nice beach, and lots of fun things to do.
I was just there over Memorial Day weekend. My parents live there. And yes, we were just hiking in Peninsula State Park, and there are fish boils you can attend, and even art exhibits that are free to see, and cherry picking, so much to do.
Yeah. And just flying out of state, since you're in Milwaukee, there are great flights to Florida, for example, that are, if you look ahead, you can probably get something that, you know, round trip for $230 or so, maybe $240. So you have to, it depends on how much money you want to spend, Dave, but that's another possibility.
Yeah, if you have the flexibility, which it sounds like you do, Dave, you can plan ahead, or sometimes there are these price deals on certain websites that they offer a last-minute deal with a very cheap flight and all-inclusive couple nights at a hotel. And so that could also be something to consider if you don't need that much notice to take a few days off.
Yeah, lots to think about there, Dave. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller with my guest, Shyla Morgane from, she's a senior psychologist, clinical assistant professor in the Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at the UW-Madison. Dave Poltratz, our engineer, Jill Nadeau, our producer, here on the Ideas Network. Talking about the importance of vacations with our guest today, I'm Larry Mueller. My guest, Shyla Morgane, senior psychologist and clinical assistant professor at the UW-Madison. She's in the Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation. So it's great to have her with us today. And I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments about vacation time or maybe how to use it better. Maybe you've got some experiences to share. We just heard from Dave. He had some questions about what he could do. Maybe you've got some ideas about what makes a good vacation for you. Or maybe you want to talk about why you haven't been using all your vacation. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on our Ideas Network Facebook page. Shyla, I know you wanted, there were a couple of other points you wanted to make relating to the good things about a vacation. Bonding is one of them, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It really helps strengthen relationships. There's something that travel does that puts you outside your comfort zone. You think about your daily life here in your local community, and you're often on autopilot. You're driving, you're not really noticing the road, you're in your head thinking about things, your to-do list, the problem of the day. But when you travel, there's a feast for the senses, and everything is heightened. You know, if you drive down a street, you're seeing it for the first time. If you eat at a restaurant, you're noticing the food for the first time. So it puts you outside your comfort zone, and they're often challenges you have to solve together. Let's say you get lost and you need directions. You know, sometimes
that can
go better at certain times than others. Or let's say you're looking forward to seeing a show at a new city. There's this anticipation and savoring and debriefing that happens. And I think there's a way that you have to rely on each other when you're in a foreign country or in even a new local city or new part of the country that you haven't been to. And one of my personal favorite things about travel is it really helps us connect with the common humanity. Mm-hmm. You get perspective that your problem of the day, or even if you're going through something difficult, you see other people around the planet are going through that too. And you also notice that some people have it better, but goodness, a lot of people on the planet have it a lot worse than we do here in the U.S. So I think it puts those problems into perspective and in a sense maybe helps us really want to do some good in the world, you know, take care of our planet or help somebody or donate to charity when you see the various conditions that people are living in.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think it's kind of fun, too, on a vacation to be a little, you know, if you have something that's fairly well planned out, but to be a little bit flexible once in a while. I was thinking about my daughter again. Her favorite animal is the manatee, and we were at the Space Center in Florida, and I thought, I wonder if there's any place where we might see manatee in the wild. So I opened up my smartphone and I said, Siri, where can I find some manatee in the wild? And Siri said, go here and there and gave us directions. And we actually drove to a spot and there was one manatee, but there was a manatee there. And there were some other, a dolphin. And so spur of the moment thing, we called on Siri
That was a great dad moment, Larry. He must have felt so good that you got to allow your daughter to see one in the wild. And I think, you know, that we have different personality types when we travel. Some people have it all, an itinerary, and want to keep to that schedule. Or some people want no plans, not even where they're going to stay during the trip, and want to be completely spontaneous. So there is often some negotiation that happens that we probably need a little bit of an agenda, but also I think having some spaciousness that synchronicity or spontaneity can find you, because often those are the local treasures that you didn't read about in the guidebook that somebody just suggests, or you see a sign for something and you want enough time to be able to savor those moments when they occur.
On that same trip, we also went to, I said, you know what, let's see if one of the Brewers farm teams is playing, and there happened to, there was a team, and it's actually, it was called the Manatees, one of the Brewers farm system teams. So on the spur of the moment, we went to that.
There's a big theme there, it sounds like.
Oh, my goodness me. Well, join in with your own. How about your experiences traveling? Have you had some good ones or some bad ones? Questions about it, give a call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. Traveling can be challenging. Lost luggage, different languages, you know, kind of finding your way around. How do you keep these distractions from ruining a vacation?
Yeah, and lost luggage, that's happened to me once, and I had to stop at a Super Walmart at 3 a.m. and get clothes for my next day's activities. And the cab driver who was driving me was kind enough to wait while I rushed around and got everything. But I think, again, that fosters that sense of adventure and resilience when you can problem solve those things on the moment, on the fly. You often realize you have greater resources, internal resources. And I think it broadens your own internal perspective of what you're capable of when you can have the lost luggage, find the clean pair of socks that you need, and comb and toothbrush, and go forward with your day, even if your luggage hasn't arrived.
Let's take another call. Arlene in Burlington, it's your turn. Hi, Arlene. Thanks for calling.
Hello. Thank you. I love shows on vacation. We do love Wisconsin ideas. Door County, Shalom Center, north of Milwaukee, and Pike Lake County Park is such an interesting, because it has little, like, water geysers coming out of the sand. But if you want to get out of the state, our grandson's favorite place to go is St. Louis to the City Museum. You could spend a day there. It is, look it up. It is unbelievable. There's 14 stories of different things to do, with a Ferris wheel on top of the roof and airplanes sticking out the side, which you crawl through and everything. And they also have a wonderful zoo and a science museum, and of course the Arch, and you can take the train there.
It is, I agree with you, Helen. St. Louis is a wonderful place to visit, and that City Museum is absolutely fantastic. And I had the opportunity, my daughter and her mom were there on the top, on that Ferris wheel on July 4th, and watched from the Ferris wheel fireworks from St. Louis. But that is probably the best museum for kids anywhere in the world. It's literally 14 stories of nothing but fun.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. I was also in St. Louis recently and saw the Arch, and I was walking back. I was with some friends and walking back to the hotel, and this would be for older kids or probably adults, and there was an axe throwing establishment, which I guess is the trend in, around the country. And so we went in, and you can pay to throw a few axes at a bullseye, wooden bullseye, and it was very fun. Our first one stuck, so we threw about three and said, okay, we've done half that life experience, but that was the highlight for me in St. Louis.
Did you get a free beer if you hit the...
we didn't think it was safe to have a beer while axe throwing, so...
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Arlene, that's a great suggestion. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Arlene.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Helen in West Salem next. Hi, Helen.
Hi. I just wanted to share what we did when our kids were young. we didn't have a lot of money, and we wanted a vacation, so we bought a tent trailer, and one summer for a couple of weeks, we went to northern Wisconsin and visited all the state parks there. And because they like to hike and walk and so forth, that we just enjoyed the parks. Well, then another year, we did the same thing, but it was the state parks in southern Wisconsin. And at that time, my husband had taken guitar lessons, and he took the guitar along, and our 12-year-old daughter was interested in it. He showed her the notes, and she actually learned to play that guitar by the end of the vacation, and it became something she just did then. And so it was wonderful visiting those parks. We also saw things in the area of the park. It wasn't that we just stuck to the park. But it was a great way to see Wisconsin, and our parks are wonderful. So I encourage anybody to visit the parks.
Oh, that's a great point, Helen. And, you know, a state park sticker is not all that expensive. And you're sure right about the variety of parks that we have here in the state. And I wouldn't bypass the county parks, too. There are some really wonderful county parks around the state. So very good points. Well, at least that's my opinion.
Yeah, Helen, I'm just in awe of that those two summers that you spent. It's on my bucket list to go to all of our state parks. And and also fostering a hobby like guitar playing while you're traveling, I think, adds some extra fun. Or sometimes people will even have a hobby that they like to do in different locations. And so that's a point of travel. A friend of mine is a big curler, and she's on her way to Norway right now to do her first international curling tournament. And just because she is a curler, noticing this trip was, or this experience was in Norway, she decided, heck, that was the catalyst that she said, I'm going to go travel there and try some Norwegian curling.
Oh, great. Thank you so again, Helen, for calling, by the way. Tom in Strum, Wisconsin, your turn. Hi, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Larry. I'm addicted to maps and brochures. It drives my wife nuts, but I can't go somewhere without stopping at the visitor center and finding brochures. And when you got a paper brochure and you got a paper map, you'll find things you'll never find on your smartphone. When my kids were small, I'd give them the map and I'd say, okay, this is where we got to go. How do we get there? And now both of my boys are excellent map readers. So put the smartphones and DVD players away and just get out the paper and you'll find some things you never knew were there.
I would agree, Tom. There's something to actual paper that works our brain differently than seeing something on a screen. And I love your plug for putting those DVDs away during the car rides. Kids can be entertained in so many other ways besides looking at the screen. So think of even some fun family games you can do during those longer car rides.
And I'm thinking back now to a buddy of mine, an old friend, Jim Hoyt, when he was not newly married, but youngly married. I'm not sure. They had a couple of kids, young kids, and they were going on car rides. And his wife, beforehand, and they didn't have a lot of money. She would record books. She would read books into the recorder. And she read several books apart from the kids. And then on the trip, they would pull out the recorder and there would be mom reading one story after another. And it was a great way for them to pass the time. And they'd talk about the story or the stories. So that was their way of making a less expensive trip, but more fun for the kids when you're driving a long distance.
Absolutely. And if you have some theatrical abilities, that could make it especially fun. You know, I've often done the book on tape that you listen to, but I've never heard of somebody actually recording it. So that could be fun if mom had different character voices and really got into the narrative of the story. It could be very entertaining.
I'm pretty sure she did, and it was a lot of fun. Well, what about you? Give us a call with your ideas or questions or comments as we talk vacationing with our guest today, Shyla Morgane, senior psychologist and clinical assistant professor in the Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at the UW-Madison. Always great to have her come by. We talk about a variety of things with her. She specializes in sports psychology and peak performance training. She deals with individuals, does group treatments as well for a variety of health problems, including pain, headaches, cardio rehab, diabetes, IBS, hypertension, TMJ, and insomnia, to name just a few. So it's great to have her along, and it's always fun to have her come and visit with us. So give a call, 1-800-642-1234. Let's go to Ann in Madison next. Ann, hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry.
Yes.
Hi, that was quick. So my name is Ann, and I'm calling about vacationing on Washington Island off Door County. And I drive up, and the thing I like about driving up or driving to a vacation is that you feel like you've left your cares behind you, you know, and you feel like you're really getting far away from them. But Washington Island is great because it's most of the time very, very quiet. I stay at a place called the Townliner Motel where you can get a kitchenette for like $105 a night. Super nice, clean place. Interesting things to do, beautiful beaches. You know, it's just something that you can reach by car in one day, but it's really something to see.
Well, I tell you what, Washington Island is a beautiful place. I don't know, Shiloh, if you got up there while you were in Door County or not. But
I did last summer for the first time. And Anne, it sounds like you did that trip on your own. And I think there sometimes one of the barriers to taking a vacation is you don't have somebody to travel with. And I'm a big fan of traveling solo because often when you are on your own, you're more available and open to connect with strangers. And so you often can meet some local people who can really give you a flavor of that place. I think sometimes we spend so much money on our possessions, but yeah, we know that they only give us very small happiness. It's often that vacation time of prioritizing some of our financial resources for a vacation. And sometimes we have to budget and plan and save for a while, but it's well worth it, again, because that time away gives us that significant happiness above and beyond what any material possession can provide.
And did you read Patricia Skalka's latest novel, by the way, while you were in Washington Island?
No, what is it? I'll get it.
It has to do with some murders that took place. I mean, it was a fiction. But she writes about that area and, Door County. And I'm forgetting the title of the book right now. But Patricia Skalka is the author, and it's about some murders that took place on Washington Island or on the ferry between Washington Island and the rest of Door County. So you better look that up.
Their graduation is this during the week that I'll be up there. And their high school is only, their whole school is only 75 kids. So it's, pretty unique and interesting.
Thank you very much, Ann, for calling. Appreciate your call. And have some fun again up there. Regina in Denmark, your turn. Hi. Thank you for calling.
Hey there. How are you guys this afternoon, or this morning, I should say?
Great. Appreciate the call.
I want to recommend to people that if they haven't had the opportunity to take the ferry that connects us with Michigan, lower Michigan. I had an opportunity a couple of years back with my parents, who were both in their 80s, and my son, who was probably 11 or 12 at the time. And we took the Milwaukee ferry over, which is the high-speed ferry, and then we took the Manitowoc ferry back. And it was this nice little circle tour. It was just, it was so much fun. Great experience for my son, my parents, neither of which had been on the ferries before. And we did a lot of card games, like things with Brain Quest cards and rubberneckers, and it was just so much fun.
And not too the ferry to northern Michigan isn't, it's about a 3-hour trip, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it?
The ferry from Milwaukee going over is it's like two hours, I think.
Yeah, that's about a 2-hour.
And then coming back, we took the slow ferry. We did the car. So, you know, it's the car ferry and stuff. So we drove the car up and around, stopped at a peach farm in Michigan, bought a couple, you know, baskets of peaches. And, you know, we went back through and took the ferry back. It was really a cool weekend trip.
Thank you very much for calling, Regina. And as long as we're on ferries, Jill's letting me know that the book that I was just talking about is Death Rides the Ferry, Patricia Skalka's book, a Dave Kubiak Door County Mystery. There, she has, I think this is the fourth in that series. So, and I have her on every time a new one comes out. So Death Rides the Ferry. Let's go to, Arlene in Reedsburg.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me on. Enjoying the show very much. I wanted to recommend, especially for the grandfather that has the six kids, that maybe a road trip would be fun if he has the room in the car. If not, Minute to Win It, if they could have like a backyard barbecue and everybody is required to bring a game, a Minute to Win It. Those are such fun games to play in a group. They're challenging and everybody laughs, and if you film it, it's even funnier. But I wanted to, the reason I called was we kept a log. Back in 1990, we took a road trip with our two daughters, teen and preteen, and my husband loves to have a log of things, and he forced us all to write in this log, and it is just hysterical to read now, because this was back in 1990, and I just have to read this one thing that the youngest one said. Dad is a dork. He makes us write in this stupid log, and it isn't even a log. It's a notebook. We're in nowhere land. Dad is stupid. And it just goes on like that with lots of fun comments from the kids.
Well, that's a log. I don't know what my daughter would put in a log. Log with me, but that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, and how great that you can still laugh at it many years later.
Oh, it's wonderful. Thanks, Arlene. Appreciate it. I want to give Eugene in Rockford, Illinois, a chance to join in too. Eugene, thank you for calling.
Yeah, hi, Larry. Boy, is it good to hear your voice. Love you. Thanks for opening my eyes to the world of Wisconsin. So, here's my story. Basically, born and raised in northern Illinois, but yet, at the age of 12, my parents divorced. My father moved to Madison, Wisconsin. So every other weekend or so, or more, my dad took me to show me the splendors of Wisconsin on our little 2-day, 3-day vacations, and I fell in love with everything in Wisconsin, to the point that now, years later, I meet a young lady in Chicago. And for our first date, I got her out, and I said, I'm going to take you and show you something you will never forget the rest of your life. And I took her up to Lodi and showed her Gibraltar Rock, and then took her out to Devil's Lake, Parfait's Glen, and the ferry at Merrimack. She fell in love with Wisconsin and then fell in love with me, and we got married. And I've never been the same since then. But we love Wisconsin. We now spend our 2-day, 3-day weekends all over Wisconsin, and we just love it. We love your show. Thank you for bringing all this stuff out to us. Appreciate it.
Eugene, thank you so much. You know, and here we are. We're kind of running out of time here, but I think, you know, we started by talking about, you know, take your vacation. And I think we got some, you know, as I listen to people talk with the smiles on their faces about their vacations, it's just reinforces that we need to do it. And we don't need to spend a lot of money necessarily to do it.
Absolutely. And it was fun listening to the callers because them reminiscing about the vacation added some enjoyment for us talking today. Yeah. But also, I'm sure all the listeners hearing about those stories as well.
Well, it's always fun, Shiloh. And you'll be back soon again, I hope. And we'll talk some more, maybe a different topic next time.
I would love that. I look forward to it.
Thank you so much. Shiloh Mergane, a senior psychologist, a clinical assistant professor in the Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. You know, one way to spend some time on a vacation is to get on your bicycle and do a little biking. This is Wisconsin Bike Week. And coming up, we'll be talking with Dave Schlabowski, who is the executive director of the Wisconsin Bike Fed. So we'll be talking about biking, maybe some places to go, and also a little bit on the safety side, and maybe biking to work, too. I like to bike to work, especially in the summer. I know I have friends who bike 12 months out of the year to work. So that coming up next here on the Ideas Network.